From the heart of Michigan, the state destined to determine the outcome of the 2020 election, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Ilhan Omar on her way to her third divorce, it seems, divorcing her first husband for the second time or something like that. And the tabloids have stunning pics of a new beau, maybe. Number two, with the Democrats on center stage, the latest polling shows Joe Biden is rolling along with huge leads over everyone else seeking the Democrat nomination to run for president. He'll be up there tonight because number one, the Fox Theater in Detroit is the site of the full-on fight between the wild progressives on the left and lesser candidates more in the middle, some of which actually told the truth that health care isn't actually free and making coming into the country illegally, well, legal. That won't help the number of people coming to the border, so said the people like Delaney and Bullock and Ryan. But those on the far left, man, they want to give away health care to everyone, and they want you to pay for it. And they're gonna nail the billionaires, and they're going to nail the corporations to the wall to cover the cost. But will that really do it? Well, I don't know that it matters. Bite number five, Elizabeth Warren couldn't really answer the question exactly. Bite number five, Elizabeth Warren.
Point of clarification, in 15 extra seconds, would you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for all, offset obviously by the elimination of insurance premiums, yes or no?
Costs will go up for billionaires and go up for corporations. For middle class families, costs, total costs will go down.
Of course, just magically go down. But she didn't say that the taxes would go down. The cost will go down. Not if you're not sick, they won't. If you're not using health care and you're paying more taxes, how will your costs go down? You see, that doesn't even make sense mathematically speaking. Of course, math not the strong suit. Mayor Pete, who's running in fifth place, also refusing to admit that so-called free health care is anything but free. But he cannot say he'll raise taxes on the middle class either. Mayor Pete, bite number six, go.
Just 15 seconds on the clarification. You are willing to raise taxes on middle-class Americans in order to have universal coverage with the disappearance of insurance premiums, yes or no?
I think you can buy into it. That's the idea of Medicare for all who want it. Look, this is a distinction without a difference, whether you're paying the same money in the form of taxes or premiums. Look, in this country, if you have health coverage, if you don't have health coverage, you're paying too much for care. And if you do have health coverage, you're paying too much for care.
A distinction without a difference. Well, that's not true. That's just not true because if you're going to get taxed more, you're going to get taxed more. Billionaires and corporations do not have the financial wherewithal to cover the bill for these grandiose plans of universal health coverage and allowing people to come into the country unvetted, basically, and making it decriminalized. Governor Steve Bullock of Montana pointing out quite aptly, that'll mean a great increase of the number of people coming to the southern border. Not a decrease, an increase. It'll be a flood. And he barred the door, but it'll make no difference. No difference whatsoever. It would just be an onslaught. Of course, we couldn't get through last night without bringing race into the conversation. Don Lemon was one of the moderators, which is absurd on every level. Don Lemon, an anti-Trump, outspoken critic, not a news person at all, a commentator, an opinion guy, for the most part, tries to pretend he's a news guy. He's not. He's an opinion guy, Don Lemon. And you just have to hear this. He basically asked Senator Klobuchar, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, you know, what about all these bigots that support Trump? That's basically the question. It's bite number 10. Bite number 10, go.
Senator Klobuchar, what do you say to those Trump voters who prioritize the economy over the president's bigotry?
Well, first of all, there are people that voted for Donald Trump before that aren't racist. They just wanted a better shake in the economy. And so I would appeal to them. But I don't think anyone can justify what this president is doing.
And there you have it. There you have it. It's about bigotry. You see, the new talking point for the Democrats, deplorable was not strong enough language, apparently. Calling half of the country deplorables, not nearly strong enough. Now, if you vote for Donald Trump, you are a racist. You are a misogynist. You are a sexist. You are a bigot. You are a lowlife. You are a loser. You are a scumbag. And worse. And worse. The problem is the Democrats are just not getting it. Not on the rhetoric by attacking those that vote for Donald Trump and support this president, by attacking them as less than human, basically, and saying that, you know, you support concentration camps and the destruction of families and so on and so forth. David Axelrod, advisor, maybe the most powerful advisor to Barack Obama, calling out Democrats for ignoring the will of the American people, the belief of the American people, the middle class, turning their backs on the middle class again. David Axelrod says it's a fool's errand. It is bite number 14. Let's go to exhibit 14 for your review. Go.
You said something interesting, which was it isn't good enough to argue that the country doesn't want this. It does seem, if you're running for president, that you ought to take into consideration what the country wants. And the fact is, large numbers of people oppose the Medicare for All proposal if it replaces private insurance. That, right. We've seen it in poll after poll after poll. A large number of people in this country do not believe the border should be decriminalized. A large number of people in this country don't believe that undocumented immigrants should qualify for public.
But those numbers actually are squishier.
All true. He's right. 160 million people don't want to lose their health care. They don't want to open up the border. And when the dust cleared last night, none of that mattered. Marianne Williamson, guru, author, mystic. She was the one that came out on top. The most Google searches, the most popular move. I'm sending her $20 today. I guarantee it. She needs to be on the stage in September. Let's get to that real quickly. Bite 8 from Marianne Williamson to give you some flavor. Bite 8. Go.
We have an administration that has gutted the Clean Water Act. We have communities, particularly communities of color and disadvantaged communities all over this country, who are suffering from environmental injustice. I assure you, I lived in Grosse Pointe. What happened in Flint would not have happened in Grosse Pointe. This is part of the dark underbelly of American society. The racism, the bigotry, and the entire conversation that we're having here tonight, if you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country, then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days. We need to say it like it is. It's bigger than Flint. It's all over this country. It's particularly people of color. It's particularly people who do not have the money to fight back. And if the Democrats don't start saying it, then why would those people feel that they're there for us? And if those people don't feel it, they won't vote for us. And Donald Trump will win.
Thank you very much, Ms. Williamson.
And Donald Trump will win because of that dark psychic force. Thank you, Marianne. $20, maybe 25 on the way today. Quick deep breath with Ron Rademacher right after the break.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.